This is Comedy Potpourri. I'm Paul.
And I'm just Alan.
And today we're going to talk about lizard people.
Lizard people.
We talked about in another episode, we talked about it, but down underneath the Colorado airport.
The Denver International Airport.
I figured out that Lucifer was a warning system for them when they come out. The eyes go red.
Yeah. Some people have been often wondering about Lucifer. It's a strange, strange situation.
It is.
But Denver, the whole airport alone, the whole idea, the concept, the money overruns, everything. Now, In the stuff I've given you, Paul, you've read that there's a number of conspiracies about this place.
Yes, there is. But the lizard people like it the best. I even like the point where they had the video of the lizard person walking.
Oh my God! There's a couple of them for sure. The lady on the airplane saying, "That mother meh is not real." And there's, if you guys are smart, you guys will get off this airplane right now. I mean, yeah, she was absolutely bonkers. But I mean, you try to see who the guy she was pointing at. It was some dude in a hoodie.
They're always in a hoodie.
Oh, I know, right? But then there were so many other people who jumped on that one and said, yeah, there was something weird going on. She was talking, but I couldn't hear the guy talking at all. Like she was talking to herself kind of thing.
I wonder if he talks in parcel tongue.
What? Ooh, that's a good question. We will not talk about him whom shall not be named.
Lizard Voldemort. Face. Lizard face.
Lizard face. But the lizard people alone, I think, is probably one of the most interesting concepts that have come up in recent times. If you take a look at some reports, 3% of the American populace, or roughly right around about 10 million people, I think is the way that works out or something like that, believe that there is a group of subterranean sauropods running around.
Well, they think that they're running the government.
Yes. Yes. And it's not just the Americans either.
Yeah. Do you know, well, the Queen.
Oh, I've seen the videos of that. Have you ever seen it slowed down?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's the eyelids go up and down, but then they go sideways. And that's how you tell when they blink that it goes sideways. So watch them when they blink. Stare into their eyes.
maybe that's how they trick you or something like that. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So they had sent the National Guard special forces into these tunnels to battle the lizard people. But I think what happened is, I think that the governments decided to say, no, we're not going to do that anymore. You know, you guys are, well, we'll just go ahead. You're going to take over the earth. That's why, see, mine is, that's why there's climate change, why it's getting hotter. Lizards like hot. They don't like cold. They like hot.
No.
So they're controlling the weather too.
Yeah, I could, you know, they're probably waiting for their subterranean bases to melt and come up through Antarctica. You've heard about Antarctica, haven't you? About where they've got a subterranean, like, you know, geothermal pockets.
Where, oh, yeah, it's hot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so they got the lizard people probably working in tandem with the Nazis.
Oh, no. I think that's their sauna. It's a lizard sauna.
Did you know? Okay, so there's
no molting in the pool.
Oh, if you go onto YouTube, and you take a look for lizard people, there are a number of scenes that have been clipped like the German hard rock band called Rammstein.
Yes.
Okay. I know Rammstein. So there's a picture of the lead singer who's singing, and there's a close up on his face, and his eye changes in mid, like, and he's in during a song, and it looks like the same thing that happened with the Queen.
Well, for Rammstein, we know that because the simple reason is like.
What's one of their best songs?
That's about what it sounds like.
Exactly. But if you like that kind of stuff, I mean, it's okay. It's okay. One of the things that makes it really interesting is that a lot of this stuff has already been talked about many, many decades earlier.
It's been going on for... I think the first time that I went down the rabbit hole or lizard hole, as you might say, was almost 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So this has been, yeah, for 20, about 20 years ago.
So how did you come across this then?
I just like, what was it? It was on something that I was looked at and going, I'll just look up lizard people and special forces and Colorado and New Mexico. And all of a sudden it was like, whoa. And then it came up all the different aliens and. Because they have the grays working for them.
Oh, yeah.
So the grays are actually their servants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what the, yeah.
And there's a bunch of other crazy stuff that I've heard about the lizard people. Like harvesting human souls for food.
Wow.
No wonder
they're politicians.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. Just like that whole idea of the karmatic circle that goes on. Guess what? You're just going to get regurgitated so you can eat you again and again and again. My first dealing with any kind of lizard people wasn't so much the name, but what was being shown to me as a kid. Okay, so which brings us into like the sci-fi Sid and Marty Krofft Saturday morning TV show called Land of the Lost. And...
with Sleestak.
The Sleestak scared the crap out of me.
I have a friend who would say, look at people and like shake his head, and it's just nothing but Sleestaks.
Why is that person so cold to me? I don't understand.
It was just the ones that were like, didn't know what to do, or they're like, you know, I even thought the homeless were Sleestaks.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was my first introduction to them. But, you know, I found out there was more interesting stuff with the Sleestak is that they're based off a little bit off of the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Okay, yeah,
Which is another extension of something else. So another 50s B movie we might get into later on.
That's I love that movie.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, especially when it's 3D.
Oh, man. 3D, if you ever see the images of that, is amazing. Amazing. As to the lizard people, my second introduction to these guys, you know, the Sleestak had been kind of going on for a little bit, and I'd seen bits and pieces of TV shows and movies and stuff that showed like like that really bad NPC movie called
Oh yes,
where the guy gets turned into a snake.
Yes.
I thought that was just crazy and bad. It's like you got turned into a king cobra. Nice. Sweet. Where's Ricky Ticky Tabby when you need him?
So they have these, one of the other ones is that they have a system of tunnels underneath the United States.
Okay.
That they can travel around, which is like going, okay, which brings us, maybe Elon Musk is one of those, because that's what he wants to do.
He wants to do those like subterranean tunnels.
Subterranean tunnels to go fast with the bullet train, yeah.
I had heard it that, ooh, that's creepy. I didn't even think about that one. I mean, I've been focusing more on him getting off the planet and trying to get to Mars and stuff, or get to the moon anyway.
Maybe he's going back home.
Could be. I mean, there's been some stories I heard that the moon's hollow on the inside, and that's where the lizards have been hanging out and collecting people and sending their souls back. The most energy that these...
It's like that movie with the Nazis go up to the dark side of the moon and they have their base. And,
Iron Sky.
Yes. That's and then Iron Sky 2, where they end up getting the dinosaurs. Well, oh, no, that's a lizard. It's dinosaurs. So maybe they are.
I think there's three of them.
Is there?
I think there's like Iron Sky 1, 2, and 3. I've seen the first one. I own a copy of that one. I haven't seen the other two.
Okay.
The dinosaurs, though?
They had to bring dinosaurs back.
Sweet.
But you gotta see. This is another movie you have to see. It's oh, wow. I don't want to do the spoiler, but I got to tell you that the NASA sends up the astronauts up to the moon, and one happens to be a African-American, and he's the only one that's left that they don't kill. And these are all Nazis that are blonde, blue-eyed Nazis up here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're going, who, what? No, you're not smart enough to do this.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. There's just some crazy, crazy stuff about the whole indoctrination and how they keep teaching all these kids who have been living on the moon, you know, Nazi propaganda, basically. It's just hilarious. Hilarious. But getting back to lizard people. Sorry, we have to come back to those guys.
Tangents.
Yeah. So one of the next best listings for any of the lizards and stuff like that was the TV show V, which also has a very strong Nazi-esque.
That was weird because would they use humans for it?
There's a couple different things that they use them for. One is
food.
Yum. I can't wait to get me some lady fingers. Douse it with some barbecue sauce and call it. Hey, Shelly, give me a piece of that lady finger.
Is that a man dog?
I don't even think about it. Makes me cringe. It makes me tighten up.
I wonder what their prairie oysters are called.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't want to know. Initially, according to the TV show V, the main reason wasn't just for food. But they were coming here for the water because they had used up all their water on their planet, and they came to Earth and they wanted to be friends and they wanted to cure cancer. Well, yeah, you don't want to be eating some bad meat, right?
No.
And so when Mark Singer, you know, once he sees the, you know, he's the lead camera guy who gets on board the visitor's ship. And he sees Diana just totally mowed down on
the whole mouth. Her mouth just disengaged like a snake and opens up and just was it, like a hamster or something?
No,
like
it was a guinea pig.
Oh, a guinea pig.
It was huge. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, my God, this guinea pig must have been doped up on something because it wasn't even freaking out.
She's from the Philippines or something like that.
Diana was her name. That should tell you everything right there.
Because they do in some countries, they eat guinea pigs.
Mm.
Uh-huh. You pick them out and then they...
No, thanks. I'll pass.
It's like lobster.
I hope they deferred it. God.
Deferred it to win.
or what? Who knows? Roll it around in some honey and throw it on the Barbie. There's some good eatings there. I'm telling you. You can use your teeth for toothpicks. V was the second introduction to any kind of crazy alien invasion stuff by an intelligent race, but they were coming here to exploit the Earth's resources. And not only that, but they were also taking lots of people out that were undesirables and basically turning them into food packs.
Right.
And there's a scene where it shows like this kind of matte shot where Mark Singer's character, I can't remember his name, looks down this pathway and it shows these lights come on and it shows all these humans in these body bags.
Yeah, they're hanging.
But they're hanging and it looks like they're still being fed. So they're still being kept alive.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, man.
It's hanging meat.
Yeah. To serve man. You remember that? Remember that Twilight Zone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The nice thing was, or the cool thing about that was, I actually lived across the street from that author.
Oh, really?
of that Twilight Zone episode.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Damon Knight. He was pretty cool. I didn't talk to him too often because he was a science fiction author. And what was he going to talk to this dumb little kid about? You know, even though I had a fascination with sci-fi.
Yeah.
But it was cool. It was very cool. the lizard people thing has been ongoing, and it continues to keep building up on it. There's been talk about what they call the Silurian, not prophecy, but a hypothesis that millions of years ago, another civilization could have existed on the Earth that may have come from the dinosaurs and evolved before the big comet that crashed into now the Mexican Peninsula.
Which they would have lived because they were in caves.
True.
Yeah.
And so some of them have, instead of staying above ground where the whole area was decimated by this huge, catastrophic event or what do they call it when you wipe out the entire populace? An extinction event?
Extinction event, yes.
Okay. These lizards went down deep into the earth. They had their society continue on. Now they're just, because Earth has gotten to a point where they can come back up, and because they have chameleon capabilities.
Right.
They can change their shape. They can cloud your mind.
A skin.
Oh, yeah.
Human skin.
Yeah, as a suit.
As a suit, yeah.
Oh, my God. Kind of like Edgar Budd does in, like, Men in Black.
Well, in V, they actually, it was fake and it ripped off.
Yeah, I think one of the characters, Faye or somebody like that, rips the skin off of the character called John.
Yeah.
And he's got, and you see the lizard eye and the face, and they say it was all fake. It's all fake. You got to wonder who's saying fake now. Lizard people. But it's so crazy when you start thinking about it, because they're so wrapped up with so many different things. And then there's this guy by the name of David Eck, I believe is his name, that shows up, or David Icke, I-C-K-E. He's a New Age philosopher. Initially, I think he was like some sort of sports.
Oh, really?
At some point. He was playing like world class soccer or something like that. And then for some crazy reason, he just went nuts and
he got kicked in the head.
I think he got kicked in the head quite a few times. Stay
too many red cards.
How many times do you have to headbutt that ball? Stop doing that, dude. You might want to knock that stuff off. You're starting to see things. But so he started pushing a lot of this concept of the Silurians coming in there, and it shows up not only here in the States, but if you take a look over in Europe, specifically the UK, Doctor Who has the same situation pop up.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the latest things I'd seen was actually on one of my favorite sci-fi shows, Star Trek.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Voyager talks about it, where a bunch of what they call the Voth.
Well, not even Voyager. Let's go back to the original Star Trek.
Oh, we're talking the Gorn.
The Gorn, yeah.
Yeah, the Gorn initially.
Where are you, Captain?
For those who don't know that, the voice of the Gorn that shows up that's battling Captain Kirk is done by none other than Ted Cassidy, who used to work on the the Addams Family as Lurch.
Yes.
But he did a lot of the voices for Star Trek as well.
You called? You rang, sir?
He also did the part for the Thing.
Oh, really?
For Thing, the hand, the running hand. He was actually the Thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Little tidbit that I know of. Yeah, the Gorn is another great example of the lizard people popping up. Now, some of the more weird concepts I've heard is that the lizard people didn't just originate here on Earth, but they originated someplace in the Draco constellation.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Draco. Thank
Draco,
you.
Draco, yeah.
The Draco constellation.
Yeah.
And then they have, there's actually the Greys, and then there's the, there's another color they have, and then there's the Whites. And the Whites look like, they're like 6.5 feet tall, and they look like Scandinavians.
Oh, yeah. The Nordics, I think, is what some of them call them. They almost look exactly human. You've got the Greys. I've heard of some creatures called the Blues.
Yes, which, the Blues. Yes,
which
the
are
blues.
Kind of more a doctor type thing. If you read Whitley Strieber, he talks about that stuff. And then you've got a praying mantis one, another big bug.
Chomp.
Yeah, exactly. Don't mate. Don't mate with these. It would be bad. I've heard of other ones called Avens and, there's some other crazy names I've heard for some of these alien races. As far as Draco constellation is concerned, I guess apparently they had a big war with some Illyrians or something that.
It's like Illyrians,
Big war that took place, decimated planets, not unlike the way you see Alderaan get blown up or something like that. Yeah. And they migrated from their home system out to find and subjugate other planets. And Earth happens to be one of those. Them.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's weird. And the way that they've kind of, if you follow that train of thought, you see how far this rabbit hole is going right now?
No, it's a lizard hole.
Sorry.
which proves that maybe Hawkins was right. Don't fool around with aliens because they're smarter than us. So maybe that's why they're in the government. They're doing everything. They were like controlling.
That wow signal that they talk about all the time back in like 1975 where they heard the radio signal. That's probably the lizard people. It was actually now we've triggered them and now they're coming here and they're going to subjugate the rest of the human race. Great. I would have AI come out and just take them all out right now. It's like, can we get Orkin to switch over instead of dealing with vermin, just deal with lizards?
I don't think they do lizards.
Damn it.
You know, you can put like giant sticky boards out. That's how they catch snakes.
Sticky boards?
They're stuck on a giant sticky board, you know, 5 by 5 feet.
Do those sticks hang from the ceiling like they catch flies?
No, you put them on the ground.
Oh, I was thinking you'd have like flying snakes.
Flying snakes.
Yeah, and you just got to watch out because they'll spit on you.
Now, I bet you they'd be evolved, and that's why we got the Komodo dragon now.
Ooh, those are creepy. Those are nasty, big lizards.
One thing it's not really said is the bite of these lizard people. I'm sure that they're poisonous.
You know what? I bet if they carry any kind of characteristics of terrestrial lizards and stuff like that, like the horned toad shooting blood out of their eyes, I'll mobilize you. You remember we were talking about like giant venomous pools and stuff like that? Again, don't stick your fingers in it and lick it. Okay, that sounds like a terrible idea.
Okay. What was it, about 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago? The big thing was to lick the back part of a tree frog to get high.
Who came up with that brilliant idea? Really?
He was high already.
Oh, my God. He must have been out having some peyote or something, man. He doesn't need to be licking a toad. What's wrong with you?
Here, try this toad. This one's really good.
Because you serve
take a hit.
Because you serve them up in little, like tiny little cups. He's like, "Hey, man, can I get a shot of that?"
Hey, wait! Oh, that one got away. Wait a minute.
Oh, hold on. Oh, man. Well, I got his legs. Frog legs.
Frog legs. Oh,
maybe you know. Okay, so they always say that lizard tastes like chicken. Maybe they're getting back ass for eating all the chickens and you know, subsequently they're distant cousins or something. If you think
you know, if you really go back in history and in other things, there's so many things about lizards being killed and, you know, dragons and all this stuff. Those are lizards.
Yep.
To think that there's probably something said about lizard people someplace. If you look at some of the Asian art, there's actually lizard people. I think even Maya.
There is. There's Kublai Khan, the flying serpent,
right,
is another one. If you take a look into Egyptian specifically, a lot of snake and lizard-oriented deities that come out of that. There's a Sobok, which is an alligator-headed god of the Nile. You've got, I can't remember some of the other names, but there's a couple of actual snake-headed Egyptian gods.
And I think in India they have some too.
Called the Naga?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nagas are something. They're supposed to be like a body of a snake with the face of a human or something like that. Which is not too far from like when we were watching like a Harryhausen movie when you have the lady get changed into that snake.
I've met a few that the other way.
Ooh.
face like a snake and a body of a woman.
did they inject their venom into you?
Oh, no, but they gave great tongue.
Yeah, stay away from this sleaze stack.
Okay, so there's another remake of that movie, Land of the Lost.
The one with Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except they had like multiple teeth and stuff like that. They were just crazy.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
They looked like a giant walking piranha. That's what it looked like to me anyway.
It was so funny because of the original Land of the Lost, I had to go, when I started watching it again, it was like, oh, this is pretty corny. But I remember first watching it with the kids and stuff. It was like, oh no, this is really cool.
Oh man, I was enthralled. I was looking forward to Land of the Lost every time it came out. It lasted for only 3 seasons, unfortunately.
The dinosaur would open its mouth and had no throat.
Yep. You know why? Because that wasn't stop motion. That was a hand puppet.
Oh yeah.
It was a hand puppet. I was watching for some stuff on special effects, and a guy who talks about what happened to some of those props. And he talks about Land of the Lost, and they actually had like one of those ones for.
Oh really?
Yeah, I forget the name of the Grumpy is the T-Rex, and then you had Alice, which is the Allosaurus.
Allosaurus.
In reality, Allosaurus and the T-Rex never existed at the same time.
And I realized who Chaka was.
Chaka.
Oh yeah.
Chaka.
And who was Chaka?
It was from.
Oh, you're
Mayberry
saying
RFD.
You're saying that it was Clint Howard?
Yes. If you look at his face, it looks just like Clint Howard.
It does look like Clint Howard. It would be kind of hilarious. I don't think it is, but that would be freaking hilarious if it was. But I do know that Clint Howard showed up on a number of other shows for a long time. Lizard people. Oh man. The tunnels has been talked about, subterranean tunnels, even some of the later horror movies that have come out by Jordan Peele called Us.
Yes.
Talks about huge, vast underground tunnels that have been dug. It's been proven that big tunnels can be dug, and there's been comments that the Denver airport, going back to that a little bit, has a clear line that's 75 miles away from NORAD. And goes right there to the mountain at the Cheyenne Mountain, which
it makes sense because they'd fly in and go straight there.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
I mean the Denver airport just by definition alone has got like built 3 or 5 buildings that were buried underneath. After being built.
Right.
But now they're underground.
They're underground, yes.
And then they got this huge under system.
In fact, I remember watching that because my wife talked with. She used to travel a lot, and I'd go and look at that. After a while, some of those videos and pictures,
yeah,
were gone. Like, what happened to that?
They took them down. They end up replacing them probably with some of the talking gargoyles. Have you heard about those?
Yes, I've seen
gargoyles. Some of them are kind of they're. Some of it's kind of hilarious, actually. I'll give the guys who made it, the people at DIA have embraced the concept that there's so much conspiracy around this entire place because of how huge it was. There's a lot of people who say that the airport should have never been built because they already had a pre-existing airport. The fact of how much more millions and millions of dollars it went over budget, how long it took it to get built, the shape of the airline setup, which is, looks like a swastika from above, it in a weird kind of way.
It does, yeah.
There's places that, I mean, it's miles away from Denver itself. You know, about 75 miles away from Colorado Springs, which is right near NORAD and Cheyenne Mountain. Right. Again, why did Obama go there? You know, there was some talk about some sort of a astronomical.
Oh, they had a meeting. It was said that they had a meeting, and it goes all the way back. I believe it was to Eisenhower.
Mm.
Eisenhower or Woodward? Not Wilson, but who was before?
Harry S. Truman.
Yes, that he had meetings with them. There's a picture of him shaking hands.
Probably a doctored up picture.
Oh, really? No.
With a human chameleon. Don't look at lizard people funny, because they can look out the other side of their face like a chameleon. And then yes. they'll slap you with their tongue.
And then they never knew who they are. They could be right next to you.
Yeah. You could never know. You'll never know. So supposedly they have some sort of crazy hypnotic ability to cloud men's minds, kind of like the shadow.
Only the shadow knows.
Well, he probably does, but he stays in the shadows so he doesn't get thwapped by a freaking lizard guy. Take that. Wah-pah. Snap. But yeah, the lizard people, it will continue to keep going on and on and on for a really long period of time. Now, one of the more interesting concepts I've ever heard, other than coming from the Draco constellation, is that the moon is a base for lizard people to stay there. And when you get ready to die or something like that, your soul goes someplace, right? That soul energy. Well, apparently, from what I've heard, is that the lizard people collect that soul energy, specifically stuff that is very fearful, and because they find that really tasty or something. I don't know how you ingest soul energy, but whatever. And then they will send your soul back to be reborn again, so you have to go through it all over again.
Oh.
And it's like, great, I can't wait.
Except they come back as a lizard, so that's not like a reincarnation. It's just like, you know, recycled.
Yeah, I mean, even a bunch of like fantasy writers have used lizard people numerous times. Robert E. Howard used them all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a look on Amazon all the time, like, oh yeah, oh that's a lizard people one.
Yep, there's a good one like that. In Dungeons and Dragons, they have the Wantani, I think is what they're called. They're kind of like a serpent snake race.
Yes,
but they have no soul. They actually says that in the monster manual. And then there are in Robert E. Howard's thing with King Cole, he deals with a bunch of lizard people. The Lusa Doom, the character that people know that James Earl Jones plays in the first Conan movie. The movie is a mishmash of Robert E. Howard's characters of King Cole and Conan and mixed them together. The Lusa Doom, the guy who turns into a giant snake. I'm an evil guy. I'm going to be a snake.
You know who that is, right? Well, come on.
Oh, you mean...
Luke, I am your father.
Oh, yeah. That was a never in doubt. I always think about that, you know. But hey, Darth, you want to chop off your arm for me, please? Oh, wait a minute. You need to chop off both your arms and your legs.
No, you're injured. Come back here. I can bite you.
Padme, is she alive?
Oh, we should be going.
Is it African or European? Got to ask yourself that question. Sorry, that's a coconut reference. Yes.
I am the all almighty Tim. We won't go there. Yes. That's another one we're going to go to.
That's a different kind of rabbit hole.
With big teeth and long ears.
It's a foul and cruel beastie, I tell you. I'm telling you, don't do it. But I'm sure that we're probably going to be visited by some more lizard people at some point down the road. I'm sure of it.
Just remember, again, watch their eyes. They blink sideways.
Yep. Oh, there's something else you should be wary of. Now, of course, here in the Northwest, we don't necessarily need to worry about them too much. The Sasquatch does their bidding. Okay, just saying that right off. Sasquatchy, go get them. In the deep south, I've heard of actual lizard people attacking people in their cars.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Apparently a guy, his car had kind of stalled. He was getting out. He was starting to work on it. He heard some splashing around behind it. And then suddenly this creature comes out of the swamp with red eyes and about 9 feet tall.
How come they have those red eyes?
I don't know, man. They need a really bad case of Visine or something. You know what I mean?
It's a swamp water.
Yeah, swampy. So this creature comes out there, attacks this guy. He gets in his car. It runs after him, jumps on the car, starts scratching it, and actually leaves visible marks on the car. He manages to shake this thing off of his car and gets into the police station and tells them, I was attacked by some sort of swamp creature. You know, a lizard dude. And there's actual visible evidence on this guy's car. And it's like, okay, that lends a little bit more credence. And then in the same swamp area, other people had seen a similar creature. So Lizard people? Yeah, there might be something to it. But I'm not going to go out looking for it.
The most unexplored area, what we call inner space.
Correct, correct.
So, yeah. I mean, even the mountains, all that stuff, we have not really explored. Mm-mm. Just basically where we live and stuff and trails, that's basically it. There's so much to find. There could be so much out there. We just don't know.
There's a lot of protected areas that we can't go into for whatever reason. The governments have locked off to us.
Government lizard area.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, lizard area number three, number two. I mean, you don't go there, you know, because you're going to get eaten up. You're going to be a fricasseed.
Fricasseed.
Mm.
Wonder how they do that.
They probably call on Hannibal Lecter to help them out, cook.
Oh, no, no, no. They get Zimmerman.
They get Zimmerman
to come help them. Oh, this tastes good. This is how you cook it.
Yeah, but you need some fava beans and a nice Chianti. Oh, so there's ways of recognizing lizard people, by the way.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got some paperwork here that I printed off from the Vox.
From the Vox.
Yeah. And so basically the way that you can tell a lizard person is that they have green eyes, have good eyesight or hearing, having red hair, a sense of not belonging to the human race, unexplained scars on your body.
Are they Irish?
That's what I think. And low blood pressure.
Oh, wow.
Blood pressure. So, God.
An adversity to the cold?
Yeah,
they slow down when it gets cold?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Like a zombie.
Oh,
that'd be kind of... God. The walking lizard dead. That would be kind of hilarious. That'd actually be a great series. I think I can draw that.
Well, that'd be a great, yeah. Great series. Look, there's a slee stack over there.
I know, right? But there's just crazy amounts of information that just show up.
So much on the internet.
So, one of the big ones says is like, what do lizard people want? World domination. Duh.
So does Pinky in the Brain.
What are we going to do today?
Same thing we do every day.
What's that, Brain?
Take over the world.
There you go. If you were a lizard people, you'd already know. Pretty much only you can know for sure. But there are a list of celebrities that are alleged as lizard people.
Oh, let's read them. Who do you have? Okay, here we go. Oh, Donald Rumsfeld. For sure.
The Barack Obama. So it shows that lizard people transcend party lines.
Madonna.
Katy Perry.
Bill Clinton.
And Angelina Jolie.
Well, that one's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel sorry for Brad. Man, I knew there was a reason why he divorced her.
He probably stopped getting tongue.
Oh. Oh. But then we've already talked about the royal family as another one. Even, I think, Mark Zuckerberg has been mentioned as a lizard person.
His eyes. Don't look into his eyes.
Yeah, don't look into the eyes.
Yeah, the eyes are... Yeah.
If you sense something strange, don't look them straight in the eye because they might try to take you over or something like that.
Yeah.
Man, that goes a long way to explain the reason why I had such an aversion to talking to my boss. He didn't want to look me straight in the eye because he would know he was a lizard person.
You are a lizard.
Oh, man. That's a good reason I don't go out to that theater anymore. Oh, the theaters again. I'm telling you, bad idea.
That could be a reason why we have all these people disappearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unexplained people missing.
Why after the pandemic that there would be so many empty buildings and yet there's nobody to...
That's interesting. Yeah, it is.
If you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of empty buildings that aren't being used for anything, but they keep building more buildings. I think the lizard people are going to start cropping up here more frequently.
Well, they come up. Yeah, they have the elevator goes mm-hmm. underneath and up, and then like
the subterranean elevator.
Subterranean elevators. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I bet you their subways are better than ours.
Oh, they probably do, man. I can tell you one thing that they have an aversion to: alligator skin boots. Probably don't want to wear those. It's like, yeah, I'm wearing my uncle today.
Oh God.
Uncle Stanley. Gotta watch out for those guys.
I bet you they go through a lot of skin moisturizer too.
Oh.
Need to get rid of that alligator skin.
Yeah. They probably load up on Charlie Chapstick because her lips are a little chapped. I see you're going through another molting process. Ooh, I wonder if there's a market for like lizard skin sloughing or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that they'll make purses out of it.
Or wallets.
Wallets.
Just rub it.
Jackets. Just like, you know, put it like scales.
Oh, yeah. They're... Man, you're looking very vibrant today. I like your color of green today.
If you can move one eye one way and the other eye the other way.
You might be a lizard person. If you lick your fingers and you taste chicken.
You might be a lizard person.
If your fingers stick to the glass of a window or something like that, like a suction pad, you might be a lizard person.
If you try to slick your hair back and have none.
Oh, you might be a lizard person. If you start flaking skin and you start peeling off large sections, you might be a lizard person.
If you look down and you have webs between your fingers and toes,
you might be a lizard person. This goes along way more than what we were just reading. I can tell you that right now.
So just remember all those. And next time that you talk to your boss, look him in the eye and see if he has that, you know, regular eyelid go up and down. But then the sideways. And you have to, it's quick. It's really quick. So you got to really
keep a lookout for it. But look if you can. Take a look. I mean, if you want to go for a deep dive, there's so much out there to read up on this stuff. And there's legends, there's myths.
Yeah.
There is so much more that we could totally go into.
Well,
for sure.
I think they're crossbreeding other ones to other things, you know, instead of just straight lizards, you know. I mean, the first one that I can come to is like McConnell is, you know, he's a turtle.
He's a...
I'm not a turtle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the reptile situation pops up.
I mean, how does people get to that? I mean, how do they just think that would happen? I mean, there has to be something that, you know, like most legends, most, you know, myths, everything. It's based on something. It's based on something that
Well, what's one of the very first things, if you're Christian, what's one of the first things you ever hear about? I know. The serpent.
The serpent, yes.
Right?
The serpent.
And again,
yeah.
What is a serpent? It's a giant snake.
It's a lizard.
Go with it.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard interesting information of talk about that whole thing. What I've also heard too is that in some cases that the idea that the Adam and Eve story is actually an experiment done by lizard people.
Oh wow.
and Adam is just listed for a catalog of male human beings or at the Adams,
yeah,
and the Eves as an experiment that they were in the garden.
Oh, wow. Well, the Lilith didn't work out, so they got rid of her.
No, they got rid of her. She popped up in a couple other places, though, from what I hear.
She's not a nice person.
Yeah, I think I've dated one of her progeny. I think some of my friends have, too. Not exactly the same one, either. That's the reason why I use the word progeny. They all hatched from eggs.
And they're cold-blooded. Oh, he's not going to answer that one. He went down the lizard hole. Just remember, I think a lot of they like to be in power and control things. If you look at the countries that are having problems, like in general, who's in charge?
Well, I mean, you can take a look at Europe, where you're having your biggest amount of strife in between... Not to get political per se, but you know, when you're looking at the concepts of what's going on with the Ukraine versus Russia, you got that big situation going on. You've got the other one that's taking place in Israel and with the Hamas and the Palestinians.
If we kill each other off, then they can take over.
Oh yeah, they can totally take over. And with the world already heating up as is,
yeah,
what you got the perfect breeding ground for cold-blooded individuals or lizards, lizard people, come up.
Individuals.
Yeah, to come up and start taking over and start working their magics on people and societies.
I mean, if I was to plan world domination, that's what I would do. Have everybody fight against each other when they're half the population's gone, going, oh, look.
And we can fit right on in. And yeah. They would never know because they got that camouflage going on.
Yeah.
And then when they ever really wanted to reveal themselves, there's nothing anybody could do.
No.
Zero.
Just, we're going to have you multiply so we have food.
Yeah, because, I mean, the human population is pretty resilient when it wants to repopulate. I mean, you know, I think 1/4 of us is already Chinese, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We're having, United States is at the point of, at one point, they're almost at zero population growth, which is not good. The senior population is starting to be gone, which was the highest amount of population there was for quite a while because of coming back from wars and stuff. And, you know, when we have a big war and people come back, is a big population boom because
that is correct. I think some of my friends and I were just talking about that. It's like sometimes when a place has gotten economically is fallen, you know, like the Depression or something like that, what kickstarted the United States back into the lead? World War II.
Yeah.
I mean, World War I was around a little bit, but then you had the heyday of the 20s, but then it fell in 1932 and the Great Depression. And what kicked it, started the United States back into it? World War II.
Yep.
And then you had subsequent wars continue after that, or skirmishes, or police actions. However you want to phrase it, because there's so many different ways of phrasing it. Everybody's got a brand new word for it. It makes a master race of lizard people come up and deal with it. That's one way of doing it. And as Paul's already pointed out, you just get one group of people to fight each other, like a bunch of lemmings, get rid of them, and then come in and conquer and divide.
Yeah.
That's classic. Classic.
And plus have all your spies in there and they're all dressed up and like, yeah, we can start this war and they can do that and we'll sit back and we're in charge. That's what you do. Yeah.
Yeah. While you guys do that, I'm gonna eat some grubs here. You know, they're crunchy on the outside and chewy on the inside.
Wait a minute, I got this to pull off. Oh, that was a big piece.
Got to get that carapace out of my teeth.
I wonder, okay, don't know too much about lizards, though. I wonder if they regrow their teeth or not. So that's interesting.
Well, you could chop off their tail and find out. Maybe they'll grow another lizard person.
Maybe iguana. Iguana do that.
My iguana.
Oh, we are just getting silly now, so.
My iguana. All right, enough. Enough already.
So we're going to close up here and just let you know that we think there are lizard people.
There are definitely some lizard people out there.
Like I said, just look through the history. Go on the internet and look up the war of the lizard people with the United States or just the world.
Yeah, take a look at it. Take a look at the myths that surround both specifically the Egyptians or the Mayans. You can take a look at the Chinese mythology or India specifically. There's a number of listings for all kinds of lizard or snake-like creatures that have affected humanity in one way or the other. And then, you know, you can take a look at reports and then take a look in popular culture. I think a lot of people pop that stuff up. I mean, it's cropped up in the X-Files. It's cropped up in Fringe. It's cropped up in Star Trek. It's cropped up in a number of popular television series. Yeah, I mean, it's prevalent.
It is prevalent.
And some people might even say that it's part of a racial memory or something like that, too.
Oh, that's interesting. It's an interesting fact, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, that racial memory that runs through people, that's the kind of thing that's already pre-programmed into your DNA, that you have an aversion to creepy crawlies,
right.
You know, giant bugs or lizards or right. spiders or whatever.
Well, there is, I remember in science, we were talking about the different, it was a science class, and talking about the different things that happen to people or the, you know, oddities. And one is, and it was on one of them, is that there's a alligator guy has alligator skin.
It's a condition, I believe.
It's a condition.
That's what they call it. They call it a condition, quote
but
unquote.
But he actually had alligator skin, and that some people are born with a tail.
Yeah, I've heard about that one too.
Yeah, and not necessarily means that we're from monkeys. So we could be from lizards.
It's just the way you want to track the programming of DNA and everything like that. Now, if you talk to psychologists and stuff like that, they'll tell you that you already have what they call a lizard brain,
right?
Which is really deep in there. That is basic survival stuff, you know, eat, poop, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, reproduce kind of thing.
Run. If there's danger. Yeah.
And all that stuff is already pre-programmed, and it's the most basic of any animal, lizards, mammals, whatever.
Except, I got to bring the guy up again, except the guy in front of the Zamboni. And with that, we're going to call it at the end here. We're just going to say, this is it.
This is it.
This is it. I am Paul.
And I'm just Salen.
Thank you.
Music in Lahaina.